News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says contributions from parents for secondary level students should not exceed $20,000 per year, in keeping with the new tuition fee policy. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the ministry will be auditing each school to ensure compliance with the policy.
In order to manage the situation in this transitional period, I have requested of Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean to send a bulletin to schools to give further clarity and direction in regards to the level of contributions that we will allow schools to ask from parents this year to ensure there is an orderly and smooth transition.
Senator Reid was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The government has increased total annual funding to high schools from $2.6 billion to $5.1 billion, in keeping with its decision to remove obligatory fees from these institutions. $1.4 billion has already been disbursed to all secondary schools. The Export-Import Exim Bank has partnered with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, JMA, to launch a loan facility which provides short-term financing to micro and small manufacturers who are members of the JMA. Under the initiative, JMA members who have been in business for at least 2 years and are tax compliant may access up to $1.5 million. The loans will be calculated on the reducing balance. Chief Officer for Loan Administration at the Exim Bank, Charles Lewis, says the loans can be used to secure financing for a wide range of activities.
The facilities available for working capital, receivables financing, it can also be used for purposes like marketing expenses. And those working capital loans are available for 180 days, which can also be used for medium-term financing to purchase light equipment, and those loans are for 36 months.
Loan beneficiaries are also able to access entrepreneurial assistance and technical support from the Exim Bank under its Business Advisory Services facility. The Nelson Mandela Highway is to benefit from upgrading works this year. Junior Minister with responsibility for works in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Everald Warmington, says work will begin this year to transform the highway from a 4 to 6 lane thoroughfare between 6 miles and the on and off ramps of Highway 2000. Additionally, sections of the roadway elevation will be raised to reduce the risk of the corridor becoming inundated during heavy rainfall and a new bridge constructed over the Fresh River. Also, the short section of Spanish Town Road and along Washington Boulevard between Dehaney Drive and 6 miles will be overlaid.
We have budgeted $64 million to be spent on this project. This year, we intend to have the bridge structure over the Fresh River and the box cover at Dehaney Park completed as part of the work.
Mr. Warmington was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Wednesday. And National Security Minister Robert Montague says government will increase police presence in sections of Jamaica that are plagued by crime, especially in the western parts of the island. Additionally, the government will expand agencies such as the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, and establish mobile reserve units in western Jamaica.
We will be expanding MOCA West. A mobile reserve West will be established. Additional training space will be created in western Jamaica. A Coast Guard base will be established in Montego Bay. The amount of officers in Western Jamaica will be significantly increased.
Minister Montague was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in Parliament earlier this week. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council. Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.